That is an idea that we have kicked around on more than one occasion, and we're still talking about it because of the fact that we are so backed up. I mean, we're more than 1,660 people who are stacked up in the county jails because we don't have room for them. And if we can move some inmates, now all the details can be worked out, to maybe another state for a little while, then perhaps we could give the sheriff some relief on all those backed up.
What is the cost of housing inmates here in Arkansas, and why is it potentially so much cheaper in Louisiana?
The cost right now, the average cost for an inmate in the Department of Correction is $60.03 a day. What the current offer is in Louisiana that we have been looking at is $28, which is coincidentally the same as we reimburse the counties for holding our inmates. The difference is, quite frankly, programming. That's what drives the cost up in the Department of Correction generally, plus the fact that the cost increases because we have to have such higher security cells in some of our institutions because of the inmates who don't act right. These housing areas that we're talking about would be for lower security inmates, and there would be no programming, just like in the county jail, so it keeps the cost down.
This is something that's not been done before here in Arkansas. Would it require a change in Arkansas law?
It has been done here in Arkansas. It was done back in 1996 when we had an agreement with Bowie County, Texas, to house some inmates, up to 500 at their facility, which was right across the street from our Texarkana facility. But the difference is where the change in legislation would be needed is that currently we can contract with a state but not political subdivisions of the state. And back then, the contract in 96 was with the state of Texas. And what Arkansas needs to be able to do for flexibility purposes is to be able to contract with political subdivisions within that state. But that would take a change in legislation.
Let me ask one more question, and that is whether this might present any problems. Some of your inmates have appeals. They go to and from court. Their families might want to visit them. All those sorts of things might be complicated by having these folks housed out of state.
That's exactly right. So you'd have to be careful with who was moved there. And obviously, inmates who are in the early stages of a multitude of appeals probably wouldn't go because of the cost associated with bringing them back to court dates. And then I'm sure that there would be some families who might not necessarily like them being in Louisiana unless they happen to be located in the southern tier of counties. So all those details would have to be worked out. But again, this would be a temporary solution to a very thorny problem.
All right, Dinah Tyler, thank you so much for doing this. Dinah Tyler, a spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Correction. For FM 89 News, I'm Ron Breeding.